It's podtech.net. The next gear, I'm Matt Kelly here at the Santa Monica Airport. We're at the Alternative Car and Transportation Expo. And I'm speaking with Brian Bliss from Phoenix Motor Cars. Brian, thanks for being on the podcast.
Hey, no problem.
Tell me about Phoenix Motor Cars, nano-safe battery technology, zero emissions, and kind of a funky little vehicle here.
Certainly a futuristic vehicle you're not going to see on the roads today. We're so excited to have these vehicles going into full production second quarter for delivery of next year. And our vehicles will basically be able to change a lot of obstacles that earlier zero-emission electric vehicles have had with this Altair Nano nano-safe battery.
Talk to me about that.
What they've done is they've taken basically a lithium-ion battery, removed the graphite, and replaced it with the nanotechnology that they've developed. And what that's done is it has increased the life capacity of the battery by up to 5 to 6 times. So these batteries will last 12 to 20 years.
Wow.
It also, because there's no graphite in it, can deal with adverse weather conditions. It's negative 50 degrees up to 75 degrees Celsius with no adverse effect on the batteries. It also can be quick charge with an external charger, a large 480 volt, large amp charger in less than 10 minutes up to at 95% capacity.
Wow.
And that just revolutionizes the whole idea of battery electrics. You no longer have to charge it all night. If you can find one of these off-board chargers and we set up the infrastructure, you can now pull into a gas station and say, I don't have the gas, I got electric. Go over there, charge it in 10 minutes, bam, you're back on the road.
Sounds like that is the key to it. It's the infrastructure.
And that is certainly kind of a concern going forward. And I can tell you that the electric companies, utilities in California are very excited about working with us with this. But a lot of people, when you think about it, we don't expect that this is going to be the right car for everyone. But any local computer, like my wife, she travels around home. She travels 20 to 40 miles a day. This would be perfect for her, and I would save so much money in gas. Fleets that we're talking to and looking at selling in 2007, 2008, they tell us they drive 60 miles on average for their different fleet people, for the different runs they do. So this vehicle, whether it's a sports utility vehicle or the sports utility truck that you can find on a website, will become perfect for them. They can be able to fit 5 people in either an SUT or SUV, be able to throw all their stuff in the back they need to do whatever work they need to do that day, and be able to remain in a zero emission, green, battery electric vehicle that is just friendly to the environment.
How fast does it go?
95 miles an hour on the freeway.
So it's freeway ready.
Yeah, you can jump on the freeway, be cruising down. We don't pay for any tickets you get at 95, but you can certainly have that capability.
And you're selling not only the vehicle, but the technology comes along with it. Are you also licensing the technology down the line, do you think? Or
it's hard to say. Our partnership with Altair Nano, UQM Technologies for the magnetic DC motors that we have, are certainly an exclusive agreement with us at this point. Whether we're going to be selling them for other uses or stuff is probably not something we're looking at in the near future. Mm-hmm. Altair Nano is looking at other applications for these batteries because they do change the mix of what anything
like
that's battery powered can do.
When
you think about, for instance, a power, like a drill. If you want to do a drill, if you stick this technology instead of a lithium-ion battery, your life is suddenly increased. You're not buying one every other year.
Wow.
As a construction worker. You think about cell phones. And the fact that, you know, once the battery dies, you got to plug it back in and wait forever. Well, if you could do a quick charge on a litter Altair Nano battery, you know, that's just huge.
There's amazing also, opportunities for
there's
applications.
Also there's other things too. Battery electric is certainly becoming very popular and very viable as you can do have a freeway worthy vehicle. But hybrids are also certainly something to think about because they do have the capability of going a lot farther with the better miles per gallon.
Do you envision ever adding a hybrid component of, say, a biodiesel or natural gas or hydrogen or something to this vehicle?
At this point, we really want to stay with the electric vehicle. The current pack that's going out first of next year is a 35 kilowatt an hour battery cell. We're looking at increasing a pack up to 70 kilowatt late next year an hour. And what that does is extends the range up to 250 miles, which opens a whole lot of obstacles for people that drive 100 to 150 miles a day.
Well, 250 miles is like traveling, you know, from here to Sacramento almost or something.
Just
you know?
About. And yeah. If you could have, you know, if you had that pack and had one stop along the way that you could charge real quick, you've got nothing to worry about. You
That's
can suddenly
incredible.
Take these longer trips in this car.
You must be really excited about what the potential and the opportunities are for this technology in your company and the vehicle.
We're just absolutely thrilled. That's why I'm excited to be part of this. Just coming in, and for those that can actually see this vehicle, the one thing that my family and the people that I go out and talk to, these fleet owners, is that this is a full-size vehicle.
Yeah, it's not one of these one-seaters or one of the vehicles that only goes 25 miles an hour.
It's not a two wheels, little seat with the battery pack. This is a full-size vehicle that you can put your groceries in the back, fit five people in it very comfortably and be able to cruise down the road.
What are we looking at in terms of an entry price for the vehicle?
Right now, we're looking at selling it for $45,000 plus tax.
Very affordable.
And that includes your power locks, power windows, power steering, air conditioning, heating. And then there's certain other things you can add on top of that if you want leather interior, GPS.
Do you envision that price coming down anytime?
As the technology becomes cheaper, as we build more, it certainly probably will. Mm-hmm. But exactly when that's going to happen, it's kind of hard to tell. Right now, we can sell these at $45,000, and people are thrilled at that price because it's different. And you suddenly don't have to worry about your gas bill anymore. If you're paying $500, $600 a month in gas, you don't have to worry about that anymore. It's just huge. They say to charge this thing right now, we figured out it comes out to approximately $3 in electricity.
Unbelievable.
So if you say two charges is equal to one tank of gas, $40 in gas, depending on what the gas price is, and that's all over the place, compared to $6 in electricity, you know, you can do the math and figure that you're saving a lot of money.
I got to figure the big three automakers might be a little scared of you.
They are and they aren't. Because again, I think for them, they look at the infrastructure there and they say, well, it's not quite to a point yet, so we're not completely scared. They certainly aren't showing a whole lot of interest in really developing this alternative. And whatever reason that is, who's to say? But the technology that we have, exclusive with Altair Nano, with this battery, this lithium titanate battery, as well as the other components, just give us a jump start on this. We don't expect that we'll be the only one, but we certainly feel we're the first at this size of a car with this kind of capabilities.
We'll certainly look to hear more from Altair Nano Technologies and Phoenix Motor Cars. Brian Bliss, thanks for being on the podcast.
It's great to be here. Thanks.
I'm Matt Kelly. For the next gear, on podtech.net.